between the microphones is really awkward. Tell me about it. Women are stupid. Shut up. You know it, I know it. They're the weaker, dumber sex. I can prove it to you. I like to practice safe sex. Why? Because I'm a guy and I'm smarter, obviously. What do women say with their small brains every time I put on a condom? What do they say? Every time. Why are you wearing a condom if I'm fucking you with a strap on? To be safe, bitch! Right? They're the stupid ones. I think it's time for a story. Let's do a story.
It's time for a story. It's time for a story. A very special story, especially for you. It's time for a story. It's time for a story. Sit down and listen now. Don't be a Jew.
This story is, it was a glitch. You can be Jewish. This story is called Andy the Frog, featuring long and convoluted similes. Now, we'll warn you, when one of those long, convoluted similes rears its old, figurative head. So here we go. Once upon a time, there was a frog named Andy. Andy lived at the Patton Park Pond and had never hopped anywhere else his entire frog life. He had three best friends. Millie, who never left her lily pad. Billy, who was always hopping mad. And Roger, who was arrested for possession of tadpole porn. So one day, Andy saw something hop across the grass on the other side of the pond. Millie, Billy, Roger, looks at Andy. Across the pond stood the most beautiful frog that Andy had ever seen. She's gorgeous, said Millie. She's beautiful, said Billy. Bit old for my taste, said Roger. Classic Roger. And then she was gone. I need to go find her, said Andy. I need to follow my little frog heart. So Andy followed the beautiful frog's footsteps into the forest. He then came across a turtle. You can't pass, said the turtle. Please, said Andy. No, said the turtle. And this is the first long, convoluted simile. Then there was a rustling in the bushes, and, like a man who had been shot in the chest with a rifle, the turtle was shot in the chest with a rifle. Andy kept moving, but at this point, like the doctor of the Kenyan track team, his patience ran thin. Andy kept moving. He then came across a giant crocodile, and the crocodile began to chant. I woke up this morning and I sat on a log. I opened up the menu and the menu said, frog! And he said, no, please let go of me. I can feel myself dying. You're ripping on my insides. I'm never gonna find her, am I? There's no God, is there? Is there? Fuck! The end. All right. Yeah. You connected with it. If you're curious, the moral of that story is irrelevant because we're humans. It was about why would it apply to us?